Crime surges during major sports games, study finds. New research links a pronounced uptick in violent crime to the rhythm of live sports contests. Study links sports games to spike in violent crime. Researchers from the University of Michigan and Rice University report a dramatic rise in criminal incidents that begin with the start of a sports contest and continue for several hours after the final whistle. Using detailed incident data from the National Incident-Based Reporting System covering 2017 to 2021, the authors, publishing their findings in the Journal of Sports Economics, calculate an overall 70% increase in criminal behavior associated with games. Assaults were the largest single contributor, rising by about 93% during the same window. Lead author Wenche Wang, an assistant professor of kinesiology at the University of Michigan, says the pattern is not driven solely by the financial strain of losing a wager. It is also worth noting that aggression may not stem solely from financial stress, as often observed in other forms of betting. Wang said, "We find recent evidence of increased crime associated with stressful games, such as those with close or tied scores throughout, as well as games that extend into overtime." The study disentangles several game-level characteristics that appear to amplify the effect. Close scores, overtime contests, and upset outcomes, where a heavy underdog wins, show the strongest associations with spikes in violence. The authors argue that these scenarios heighten emotional volatility among fans who may be psychologically taxed by the sudden reversal or prolonged uncertainty of a match. Data analysis also points to geographic spillover. The authors find evidence that criminal incidents rise not only inside jurisdictions where sports betting is legally available, but also in neighboring areas. The spillover effect suggests that the social consequences of a contentious game can extend beyond the immediate market for wagers, potentially complicating local policing and public safety planning. Policy considerations and research caveats. The findings arrive amid rapid expansion of legalized sports wagering across multiple U.S. states. If the correlations reported by the researchers reflect broader social dynamics, jurisdictions that have legalized or expanded sports betting may need to consider preventive measures tied to game schedules, high-stakes matchups, and major tournaments. However, the authors are cautious about causal claims. NIBRS provides rich, incident-level data, but is subject to reporting inconsistencies and changes in coverage across agencies and years. The study controls for a range of local factors, yet the authors acknowledge that unmeasured variables, such as simultaneous large public gatherings, alcohol sales, or policing policies, could influence observed crime patterns. Independent research from the University of Oregon has similarly linked upset results at home games to increased domestic violence reports, reinforcing that the association between sports outcomes and antisocial behavior appears in multiple datasets. Taken together, these studies point to emotional and social drivers, not just financial loss, as important mechanisms. For community leaders and regulators, the research suggests several near-term responses. Targeted public safety planning around high-risk games, improved data sharing between law enforcement agencies, and greater emphasis on responsible wagering messaging that acknowledges emotional risks as well as monetary harms. Sports leagues and betting operators could also explore voluntary measures, such as messaging during timeouts or post-game periods, to discourage escalation of fan disputes. Wang stresses the need for continued study and practical interventions. We find recent evidence of increased crime associated with stressful games, she said. Policymakers and city officials should be aware that the social footprint of sports extends beyond St. Paul, stadiums, and sports books, and that mitigation requires coordinated attention from law enforcement, public health officials, and industry stakeholders. Further research will be necessary to isolate causal pathways, measure the effectiveness of specific interventions, and assess whether patterns persist as more jurisdictions adapt regulation and public awareness campaigns in response to the growth of sports betting.